Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning increasing marginal milk production. As we look at the revenue and expenses on our dairy farms, one of the things that we really need to consider during this time of tight margins is how we increase marginal milk. That would be increased milk production without creating a lot of additional expense. You know, on many of our dairies today, we really tend to limit the amount of refusals that we have in the bunk at the end of the day. We do this to try to control our feed cost. However, what this does is it actually creates a situation where we may have an empty bunk for a considerable part of the day. Now, here's the challenge for all of our dairies. Many times we have overstocking in our pens. In other words, we probably have more animals in the pen than we actually have feed bunk spaces. Keep in mind that this creates a competitive situation for our dairy animals. So as you think about this competitive feeding, particularly if you are overstocking your pens to a certain extent, you need to be very mindful about how you manage that bunk after you deliver feed. Some studies have shown that increasing feed push-up on a dairy can increase milk production by as much as 8 pounds per cow per day. So again, for a minimal investment in increased pushing, as well as increasing our intensity of bunk management, we can impact milk production in our dairy herd and increase the marginal milk production in our animals. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.